security officer in charge, whose name I would not call on the air. And so I received these two reports before 10 o'clock this morning, and it was my intention to deal with this matter away from the glare of the media. But I have to know, because we've been thrown into said glare. And so these two reports speak to the alleged incident as having occurred, yes, but with a totally different recollection. And what is alleged to have occurred is that both Corrine Clark and Trinity attempted to access, allegedly attempted to access, a restricted area and were advised not to do so by the security officer. One. Two, that Trinity ignored the request or the direction and attempted to access the space upon which she was restrained by the security officer. Three, that Trinity, upon being restrained, you know, got hysterical, was aggressive, whatever, and therefore Mr. Worrell, who happened to come upon this incident as he was making his way to the contestants' dressing room and noticing the crowd and all the rest, and because he was working with Trinity, would have attempted to calm her down and then, you know, bring some sort of order. Meanwhile, the police officer who was working in that space at the time invited all of the parties, according to these reports, and both reports are saying the same thing, into a room to bring some sort, get some sort of clarity and bring a resolution to the matter. Four, during this intervention by the Office of the Barbados Police Service, and I'm speaking and reading both reports again so that I'm absolutely sure, all of the parties were asked to give their recollection or their recounting of what had occurred. Based on the reports, the police would have advised both Corrine and Trinity that what they were allegedly attempting to do, which is enter a restricted area, was wrong. And in this report, Trinity is reported to have more or less agreed that her actions were wrong, and that she also sought to explain why she would have behaved in the manner which she would have, which the security officer accepted as an explanation. Both parties apologized to each other, and the matter was resolved at that point in time. And that is the sum total of the two reports that I have received. So I'm a little surprised that what you would have heard this evening from Ms. Corrine Clark varies in very key ways, and what would have been posted earlier on social media varies in very key ways from the two, from the reports received by the foundation.
And in the event that it's taken further, what will your response be? Because I'm sure you've had legal challenges before as an institution.
My position on legal matters is that is why they are attorneys at law. And therefore, you follow the guidance, the counsel, and the advice of the attorney at law that you have commissioned or recruited or hired to represent you, and you let the matter take its course. If you are found liable, then you make amends. If you are found not liable, then you move on.
Trinity has also qualified for the Picardy Crop competition, and her mother, Kareem, did indicate that she intends to participate in the finals. Is there any potential impact on her participation as a result of this incident last night, alleged incident?
You're asking the wrong person. Let me respond by asking you, what do you mean, Ronnie? Potential impact, what do you mean? One has nothing to do with the other.
I agree, and I want to be clear that she has the same access to the Picardy Crop competition as she had before, once she's willing to participate. So there essentially is no change in her status as a participant.
But why would there be? Essentially, there's no change to her status as a junior monarch contestant, as a really good fledgling talent, as anything. As far as the foundation is concerned, there's no change to anything.
But that's good.
So that does not preclude the foundation from saying, this person said this incident occurred in this way, and they alleged some sort of misdoing on the part of the foundation, or dropping of the ball or something. And the foundation, within its right, has done its due diligence and its investigation, and has a different understanding of what is alleged to have occurred. Now, we can meet across the table and we can discuss this. Fortunately, unfortunately, that has not occurred, and it has instead taken center stage via the media, social media and traditional media. And the foundation is saying, mindful of what has been said, this is our position as we understand it. That has nothing to do with anything else. So I must tell you that I don't quite understand the reason for the question. One has absolutely nothing to do with the other.
And I agree with that. And the question is simply to ensure that the public hears that there isn't any negative implication for Trinity as a result of what is alleged to have transpired.
I said what I said, Ronnie, so I'm not going to go back to that. But here's what I will say. We as the adults, whether it's in this festival, in a school system, or wherever, have to be extremely careful of what we try to inculcate in our young people. And this is what I will say. The same way that we nurture, encourage, prep, prime, and all the rest, our young people to aim to win, by the same token, we should also be responsible enough to be able to inculcate in them from very early an acceptance of results and outcomes, and rising above disappointment, and rolling with the quote-unquote proverbial punches. You've been in this business as a broadcaster and entertainer for a long time. So you know full well that there are moments when you have to step back and reel and come again. You know that there are moments when you, no matter how much it hurts, you hold your head up and say, I did my best, but somebody else was better than me. And we need to do the same thing for our young people, regardless of area of endeavor, whether it's in the academic system, in the sporting arena, and also in the arts and entertainment. There's usually only one winner. And if it's not you, unless there is a legitimate claim, you accept with grace, you move on.
Indeed, and we certainly look forward to the Picardy Crop finals, as they are next on the schedule in relation to competitive aspects of Cropover 2024, with the Grand Cadouman launched yesterday. Anything else you want to share as we get ready for the folk concert this evening?
The folk concert is going to be absolutely special. simply because, and I was just speaking about young people, because the director is a young man who is throwing all of his innovative ideas into this project. Levi King, scriptwriter, Michelle Cox, who has written a script that will be interpreted and presented by a cast of relatively young actors, spoken word poets, and dancers. It's in Golden Square on the day of national significance, when we remember the legacy, the guidance, the teachings of our national hero, the right excellent Clement Payne. And it's in Golden Square, beautiful location. And then, of course, after that, we've got, what a weekend, Ronnie. After that, we've got the Bridgetown Craft Market tomorrow in Golden Square and other spaces in Bridgetown. Tonight is also Mikey's reunion. We've got Soca on the Hill on Sunday. And then, of course, rehearsals start for Piketty Crop. There's Rise in between there. And then, of course, Soca 5.0. And that's just skimming the top. Haven't yet talked about Lost in Paradise, all of the other shop limes. Our art exhibitions continue. So it's a powerful and potent mix of entertainment and cultural heritage for the next 10 days. So far, we've been on our best behavior. I encourage us as a people to continue to show our best behavior, not only to the world, but also to each other. And let's continue to make it a great celebration of the 50th anniversary of this festival. And also to congratulate you and other members of the media for being on this road with us and showing all of the color, the sights, the sounds, everything of this fabulous festival. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Miss Carol Roberts, the CEO of the National Cultural Foundation. Thank you, Carol.
You are most welcome. Have a good weekend, everyone.
You too.
Who's got conduits, fittings, dimmers, switches, ballasts, bells and brackets? We do. Williams. Who does wiring, installations, maintenance for homes and business? We do. Williams. From electrical contracting and maintenance to consumer products, Williams Electrical should be your first stop for all things electrical, including UL-approved products of proven quality. Who's got the know-how just for you? Electrifying service too. We do.
Williams Electrical.
Mark your calendars. All roads lead to the Pale Inn on Threeside Road on Saturday, July 27th from 9 p.m. for the Kwapova 50th Anniversary Pale Inn Fest. Relive the memories, moments with friends and sweet music of the festival with the Unit Band and Red Plastic Bag, the Mighty Gabby, TC, Mr. Blood, Biggie Irie, Ross Eiley, Mikey, Rupi, Alan Shepherd of Spice & Company, Lil Rick, and DJ Dove. Admission is just $50. At the door. There's no effect like a Pale Inn Fest. So see you and your friends on Saturday, July 27th at the Pale Inn on Threeside Road in association with the National Cultural Foundation.
Be terrified by the line that went on forever, where one man is trapped in a never-ending car insurance payment line.
So why not skip the horror story and choose BCIC for all your car insurance needs?
You can go online and get a quote in less than 5 minutes. You can buy a policy in less than 10 minutes.
Plus payment options and so much more designed especially for you. BCIC, rethink insurance.
Get your copy of the midweek, weekend, or Sunday Sun publications of the Nation newspaper and read Crime Check. This column goes beyond the crime. Readers can also subscribe online at nationnews.com for the Nation News e-paper. Commit to a crime-free community.
Barbados, Sunday, July 28th. It's Flo Soca on the Hill.
Tell them that they want to bring the soca party, blowing soca.
From 12 p.m., the breathtaking Farley Hill National Park will be a true soca lover's stomping ground, where we experience for the first time ever Voice.
But now I'm drunk in the people place, Chavez.
Alongside Problem Child, Nami Batson, Skinny
Vanilla,
Skinny Fabulous, make me jump on things, and your favorite crop over soca icons. Secure your $100 general ticket or $300 premium all-inclusive ticket now from official box offices or ticketlinks.com. It's pure soca, non-stop vibes, and a celebration of 50 years of crop over. Voice, Problem Child, Natty Apetsis, Skinny Fabulous, the best of crop over and more. Sunday, July 28th, 12 p.m. The Farley Hill National Park. Flow Soca on the Hill, the world's greatest soca party. Produced by 4D Entertainment. Sponsored by Flow and this radio station.
Wanted. Old Brigham Rum. Last seen in fine drinking establishments across the length and breadth of the Isle of Barbados. This Old Brigham is known for smooth, rich taste and hails from the Foursquare St. Philip area. After years maturing, he is well protected by those who are true to their inner Brigham. Some even call him the One-Eyed Man. Do your part. Whenever good friends get together and fine rum is the order of the day, tell them to bring out the Brigham.
Old Brigham Rum, another great rum from the world-class Foursquare Distillery.
Are you the Brigham?
Open the door to security for your biggest asset, your home. With an ICBL Easy Home Policy, your investment is covered in the event of damages resulting from a hurricane, fire, theft, and more. Attractive rates and payment plans await. Call us today at 434-6000 or chat with a representative online at icbl.com about our homeowners policies and ask about cover for your contents too. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Witness when history and heritage come together at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre as the Anglican Diocese hosts its 200th anniversary artifacts exhibition on Saturday 27th July from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday 28th 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Monday 29th 9 to 7. Come see this exciting display of historic artifacts, vestments, registers, furnishings and ornaments of the Anglican Church dating back from as far as the 1600s to the present time. Bring the whole family as there is a lot to learn. Tickets just $30 adults and $10 children, available from the Diocesan Office and Anglican Churches. There will also be commemorative items and books on sale. And look out for the upcoming lecture series, all part of this 200th anniversary of mission and ministry as a diocese.
This crop over season, Standard is setting the pace. Brace for the return of our infamous tent sale. Believe it! Savings rolling on everything with discounts of up to 40, 50, and 60% off. How low can we go? You choose. The lower your limbo, the lower your price, with up to an additional 16% off already discounted items. Join us this Friday 26th and Saturday 27th of July from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Standard Buildings Car Park. Standard, where quality is a lifestyle.
Have you ever considered what happens in life without warning? Imagine a world without warning signs on the road. Think of the dangers of not being cautioned about a wet floor, but about the child who burns his hand on a hot stove. Warning signs are a part of every aspect of our lives, except food. 8 out of every 10 deaths are caused by diseases like diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and types of cancers. Without effective warning labels on unhealthy ultra-processed products, we will continue to battle this health crisis. Octagonal warning labels save lives.
A message from the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Barbados and partners.
Mark your calendars. All roads lead to the Pale Inn on Three Side Road on Saturday, July 27th from 9 p.m. for the Quapova 50th Anniversary Pale Inn Fest. Relive the memories, moments with friends and sweet music of the festival with the Unit Band and Red Plastic Bag, the Mighty Gabby, TC, Mr. Blood, Biggie Irie, Ross Eiley, Mikey, Rupee, Alan Shepherd of Spice and Company, Lil Rick, and DJ Dove. Admission is just $50 at the door. There's no fete like a Pale Inn fete, so see you and your friends on Saturday, July 27th at the Pale Inn on Tweeside Road in association with the National Cultural Foundation.
big plans for this summer? Capital Financial can make your summer truly unforgettable. Take the dream vacation to Bali, get started on your long-awaited home renovations, or finally indulge in that hobby project you've been anxious to begin. Choose Capital for exceptional service and loan approval in just 2 business days. Seize the moment and make this summer unforgettable with Capital Financial. Call them today at 622-9200.
19 minutes after 5 o'clock, we're heading towards the end of today's edition.
Open the door to security for your biggest asset, your home. With an ICBL Easy Home policy, your investment is covered in the event of damages resulting from a hurricane, fire, theft, and more. Attractive rates and payment plans await. Call us today at 434-6000. Or chat with a representative online at icbl.com about our homeowners policies and ask about cover for your contents too. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Be outright prepared this hurricane season. Here's a preparedness tip from BOP. Mess kits. Have you ever heard of these? If not, listen on. If your water supply goes off or is compromised in any way during a storm, for personal sanitation, it's a good idea to store moist wipes or towelettes, garbage bags, and twisty ties as part of your mess kit. You and your family can freshen as needed and contain bodily waste and used personal hygiene products for proper disposal later. Be outright prepared this hurricane season. Follow UseBop on Facebook for more helpful tips.
Barbados, Voice, Problem Child, Nadia Batson, and Skinny Fabulous are ready to share the stage with the best of Cropover at Flo Soca on the Hill.
Tell them as it was, this is Soca Party, Long Hill Soca.
Sunday, July 28th, Farley Hill National Park from 12 p.m. Get ready for a little rip. Lead Pipe and Status. Hypa Sounds, Bruce Lee Almighty, Mole, Mikey Mercer and Mr. Blood, Faith Calendar and Nikita, Red Plastic Bag, and still more to be added. Your DJs, Nico Vibes and Gunner, Sultan Don, Scott LaRock and Nally Fresh, DJ Roz, Dave and Rio, and more. Secure your $100 general ticket or $300 premium all-inclusive ticket now from official box offices or ticketlinks.com. Check Soca and Hill socials for details.
Tell them as it was written, Soca Party, Long Hill Soca.
Produced by 4D Entertainment Inc. Sponsored by Flo and this radio station.
Barbados, press your party wear and make your way to the historic home of horse racing this Saturday for the Cropover Festival Race Day. Don't miss this sensational 7-race card this Saturday, and we hope to see you at the races. Host time for race number one is 2:30 p.m.
Hey there, summer lovers! Ready to make this the best summer ever? Get ready for the ultimate sizzling summer sweepstakes at Bridgetown Duty Free. Celebrate the summer, beat the heat, and turn up the excitement with weekly prizes worth up to $3,000. We're talking frontline contact band costumes, luxurious fragrances to keep you smelling sweet all summer long, top shelf liquor to keep the sweet times flowing, and fabulous fashions to keep you dazzling. And that's not all. Get access to the hottest events this Cropover season. From July 1st to August 3rd, spend $150 at Bridgetown Duty Free to get your entry form. The more you shop, the more chances you have to win. So what are you waiting for? Shop at Bridgetown Duty Free and enter the sizzling summer sweepstakes, your chance to make this an unforgettable summer.
Get these drive time deals at Courts today only from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Save $500 on the Mabe 17kg top load washer, now $999.99. Plus, get 30% off all dining sets and Samsung and LG TVs. 25% off all fridges. With ready finance, shop today. Pay later. Offers end July 26th. Conditions apply. See it, want it, get it at Courts. Courts, bringing value home.
Make your summer sweet. Finance your summer with Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Stop along the BPW CCUL Summer Adventure Trail and choose the right product for you. Cruise through summer in your new dreamy drive, or cover your upcoming family trip with one of our loan options. Submit your loan application in branch or online today. At BPW CCUL, we have something to finance every stage of your journey. Visit publicworkers.bb/summeradventuretrail for more information. Follow them on socials for giveaways that will make your summer sweet.
What a program.
What a day.
What a week.
What a week.
Piggity crop results. Reschedule junior monarch.
Yeah.
Alleged incident, events at the venue. And the response online. We've had questions, we've had answers, but as Johnny Nash sang, there are still more questions than answers. And time will tell what transpires.
Definitely. But before we end today's show, I definitely just want to send some positive energy and some love to Trinity. She's yet young, just 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So this entire situation must be a lot, even just hearing you talks and that kind of stuff. So much love to you and stay safe.
She'll be fantastic. Came to you with a compliment of
Barbados Industries UFO Wildy St. Michael, where you can get 4 plain shirts for $100 and West Indian waterproofing. Call today to ask about their do-it-yourself products on sale this hurricane season. 271-4933.
Bye-bye, beauty.
Bye-bye.
It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Caribbean economists gathered in Bridgetown over the last few days to share their research and insights into issues facing the region and provide some options. The topics from the experience in raising economic stars range from the impact of climate change to health and the cost of kidney failure, real estate and property, economic sustainability, and bridging the gender divide. The conference coincided with fresh news from the newly emerging financial world in the United States, where the large financial institutions are finally coming on board with cryptocurrency. Following the approval of the Bitcoin Spot Exchange Traded Fund in January by the US Securities and Exchange Commission, we have seen a major change in prices of Bitcoin and Ethereum leading the charge. Now, with the approval of a spot Ethereum ETF, the market is recognizing that big financial investment firms are on board. They are led by BlackRock, whose chairman Larry Fink is so influential that world leaders opt to meet with him and benefit from his business thinking. Regulations are also becoming clearer thanks to a number of court cases in the United States which have favored crypto industry firms. This is very good news for investors with an eye on higher prices and smart returns on their investment. We are seeing countries gathering interest in cryptocurrency and how instruments such as stablecoins and blockchain technology may benefit countries, corporations, and ordinary citizens alike. Since the first cryptocurrency Bitcoin was minted in 2009 at about 3 or 5 cents, the price of Bitcoin has risen steadily during every 4-year cycle. One of the points shared at the Economist conference, which is not widely known, is this. Bitcoin is today the leading asset class globally and has been much more consistent in this regard than assets such as gold and the S&P 500 index, which represents the leading companies in the US. So the leading global financial investment institutions are on board, which adds global confidence to grow the total cryptocurrency market cap of $2.4 trillion. We are also seeing pension and insurance firms in the United States investing in cryptocurrency instruments offered by investment firms. Blockchain Business continues to raise the potential of a cryptocurrency index, raising money for welfare projects which need to be addressed by government, such as the 700 persons waiting for cataract surgery. Other implications for this new asset class, which requires research and understanding, may include reducing government debt and increasing remittances to citizens. It is clear the government of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, is following the current economic research. And during the annual review conference, he did announce a fast payment system allowing for regional cross-border payments should be a reality in another couple of years. The traditional check would be replaced by a digital check and payments speeded up considerably, leading to an improved business experience. We hope he's also listening to the views of Larry Fink and others who have come around to regard cryptocurrency and blockchain as new opportunities for efficient financial growth. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Biz interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much, much more, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on The Voice of Barbados.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
News coming up at 5:30. More fireworks, God willing, next week. In the headlines, the Transportation Augmentation or TAP program could be in for a shake-up amidst continuing complaints. The Transport Minister describes the TAP program as a nightmare, and the Prime Minister also voices her concern. Sakara is the repeat winner in this year's Cropover Junior Calypso contest, while Mr. Showman takes the Junior Soca crown. Meantime, an alleged incident involving contestant Trinity Clark and a security guard at the venue may be headed to court, and there may be also a legal challenge to Trinity's contest results. But the NCF disputes the allegations made. This is the evening edition. I am Ronald Clark. The National Cultural Foundation disputes the account of an alleged incident on the sidelines of last night's Cropover Scotiabank Junior Monarch Calypso contest, over which court action is threatened, along with a possible legal challenge to a contestant's placing. The alleged incident involved contestant Trinity Clark and a security guard at the venue. Trinity finished outside of the top positions. The alleged incident, I beg your pardon, King's Counsel Michael Lashley confirms he's been retained and will be filing a civil case against the security guard. A post circulated early this morning alleged that an incident occurred when Trinity attempted to use a particular exit. Mr. Lashley tells Starcom Network News a case may be filed for alleged assault, but declined to go into details.
I have been consulted and of course, I would get instructions from my client moving forward. But at this stage, I can say that I was consulted and I would get necessary instructions and, of course, deal with the matter. I don't really want to get into that at this stage. It's just that I have now to do further consultation with my client.
Mr. Lashley also indicates there may be a legal challenge to Trinity's placing in the contest. Meantime, Corinne Clark, the mother of Junior Monarch finalist Trinity Clark, has voiced her frustration over the alleged incident. Speaking on VOB's fireworks program, Ms. Clark outlined her side of the story, saying that Trinity has been left distraught over the entire situation.
A parent ran to me hysterically. Corinne, come. I saw what happened. A goddamn dragon, Trinity, and gosh, she grabbed a look.
I saw my daughter behind me with the chaperone. When I gone there now, whatever happened, like it happened so quickly, went into the dressing room, and my daughter was crying profusely. No, I didn't see. I went into the dressing room where Trinity's arranger, Lori, was comforting Trinity, and she was crying profusely, and I went back outside then to ask what happened, and this gentleman, he was irate, and I said to him, why did you assault my daughter? And he could not give me a reasonable explanation as to why he did that.
Corinne Clark, the mother of Junior Monarch finalist Trinity Clark. Meantime, Chief Executive Officer of the NCF, Carol Roberts, also speaking on fireworks, disclosed that she had received reports on the incident from the officer in charge of the event, as well as from a key witness and the security officer charged, which portrayed the incident in a completely different light than what was portrayed on social media.
And what is alleged to have occurred is that both Corinne Clark and Trinity attempted to access, allegedly attempted to access, a restricted area and were advised not to do so by the security officer. Trinity ignored the request or the direction and attempted to access the space, upon which she was restrained by the security officer. The police would have advised both Corinne and Trinity that what they were allegedly attempting to do, which is enter a restricted area, was wrong. And in this report, Trinity is reported to have more or less agreed that her actions were wrong, and that she also sought to explain why she would have behaved in the manner which she would have, which the security officer accepted as an explanation. Both parties apologized to each other, and the matter was resolved at that point in time.
Ms. Roberts also stated that the incident happened during the intermission after the performances, that the judges were unaware of what transpired, and therefore it would have had no impact on the scores. Sakara and Mr. Showman are the winners of this year's Scotiabank Junior Monarch competitions. Performing in front of a large crowd of supporters at the Wildey Gymnasium, repeat champion Sakara, real name Sakara Thomas, triumphed in the Calypso category with her song, The Present Future. The MCs announced the results.
In fourth position in the Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition in the Soca category, John Boss singing Heartbeat. In third position, it's Zari B. In second position, it's Carrie. The winner of the 2024 Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition in the Soca category, Mr. Showman!
The MCs announcing Sakara and Mr. Showman as the winners of the 2024 Scotiabank Junior Monarch competitions. Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphreys says his ministry is receiving several requests for back-to-school assistance. Mr. Humphrey tells Stark on Network News they're working to make the selection process smoother so more families can get the assistance. His comments came this morning during a presentation of equipment and monetary donations from Packaging Centre.
If we go across the various ministries, this is a time for back to school. So predominantly what we're facing in the welfare department would be persons who are coming for back to school assistance. This year we've tried to make that process easier by having a policy position where the persons who would have been known to welfare and who have traditionally received back to school, those will get a green light. So we call them the green lane ones, so that there's no need to go and do the examination, the assessment. So that takes a number of those persons out from having to go through that process, and it frees up the social workers to do the assessment. We're hoping to do those assessments for persons who want back to school support from the welfare department quicker.
Minister Kirk Humphrey. The Transportation Augmentation Programme, or TAP, could be in for a major overhaul. That's the indication from Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sandhya Bradshaw, who was speaking at last evening's St. Philip Speaks public town hall meeting in response to the latest in a series of complaints about the TAP programme. Under the project, privately owned buses work in collaboration with the Transport Board to augment the state agency's bus service on various routes and operate out of the Transport Board terminals. At last night's town hall session, Fortescue, St. Philip resident Tony Alleen complained about the service of the TAP buses, specifically their failure to complete the routes.
The Sergeant Street bus comes down into Fortescue development. Several of these bus drivers do not finish the route. last term, my daughter had to walk, and just to give you an idea of the distance, from Emerald City to roughly Sunbury Plantation at sunset to get home. Because the bus stop at the top, I tell her that they're going no further, and she got to walk down. This specifically would have been a tap bus and not a transport board bus necessarily. They do not always come down in the development, and they're forcing people to walk. This is a good distance to walk.
Fortescue St. Philip resident Tony Aline. The Prime Minister noted that there has been a series of complaints about the tap buses.
There are too many complaints coming, and I have asked that, Sandra, that we have some kind of meeting with them, because I started the meeting by saying with the responsibility, with the right to ownership comes responsibility. With the right to a license, you got a responsibility to service people. And when you do it, who are you hurting? You're hurting the old lady that can't walk with the two bags of groceries down to the end because you're asking her now to walk a mile or a half a mile. Can't work.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works Santia Bradshaw promised a review of the program, which she says is starting to turn into a nightmare.
As it relates to the TAP program, this is an issue that keeps coming up on Paris Speaks. And what we've done in the last few weeks, we've met with the Transport Board and Transport Authority to take a look at the entire system. Because as Senior Minister would tell you, what was introduced in his time is now turning into something which is becoming a nightmare for, in particular, elderly Barbadians and people who generally, legitimately, are trying to get to their various destinations. So we started to review the contracts. Very shortly, we will have a meeting with the various TAP associations. They've already been put on notice, but the intention is to review the entire system because what may have worked a few years ago clearly needs to be revamped.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. In the headlines, the Transportation Augmentation or TAP program could be in for a shake-up amidst continuing complaints. The Transport Minister describes the TAP program as a nightmare, and the Prime Minister also voices her concern. Sakara is the repeat winner in this year's Cropover Junior Calypso contest, while Mr. Showman takes the Junior Soca crown. Meantime, an alleged incident involving contestant Trinity Clark and a security guard at the venue may be headed to court, and there may also be a legal challenge to Trinity's contest results. But the NCF disputes the allegations made. That's the evening edition, the latest on the Starcom Network. A member of the One Caribbean Media Group, I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on Star.